Jonica Cumann said it would be an utter betrayal of the people if the GAA were to move away or make radical changes to the parish rule. I'm old enough to remember when clubs didn't have changing rooms, bathrooms, top facilities. The parish rule helped make this all possible, helped promote the pride in the parish. If we have players picking and choosing clubs, then the GAA, as we knew it, after almost 140 years, is finished. Well, what is your view on the parish rule? The reason why we're talking about it this morning is that Kerry GAA have launched a public consultation process into the parish rule, transfers and related matters. A series of questions have been posed to people out there about it. This is ahead of I suppose, decision time when it comes to whether it's to be changed or left as is. With me on the line to talk with this in more detail is sports editor of the Kerryman newspaper, Paul Brennan. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the programme this morning. It's about, this has been rumbling for a long time. There's been a report done, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. There was a report in the parish rule presented. We've had flashpoints and incidents down through the years of rows between clubs over even juvenile players and where they play. But it's clear things are changing. Our population is increasing, and internally in the county, our population is moving. We also have a housing crisis. It's very difficult to afford to rent or buy in town centres in several towns in Kerry. And all of that is having an impact on the clubs that are outside as well as inside those towns.
Jerry. I suppose, look, you know, with a lot of things in the GAA, it's a bit of a field of weeds, really, this parish rule. And, you know, if you just look at the older the GAs, you know, older, and you go to towards the back where the bylaws are, you know, and you've got, 5.1s and A's and B's and 5.2s and all this. And you know, and it's something that I suppose the layman or woman doesn't really know much about, or probably feels they don't much care about, you know. And it's generally not a problem until sometimes it does become a problem, and it's one of those rules and those things in the GAA that, as I say, it's there under the surface. It works quite well. It's fit for purpose most of the time, but then now and again it rears up and it does cause problems. So I think that's what the Kerry GAA are endeavouring to smooth out, iron out, address it. You know, look at it. You know, say it's been going on, you know, in different guises, you know, over the last number of years. Joe Crowley there from Clorgan is I suppose, has been leading the charge on this for a number of years. You know, he'd be very much on top of this, and it's this is just the latest move, Jerry, to try and get to the bottom of what the parish rule means. You know, is it fit for purpose now? As you say, you know, things are constantly evolving in terms of club structures, you know, populations around the county, the rural urban divide in populations. And as you say, there has been a survey and a questionnaire going out to clubs, and all the clubs, all the I suppose the active elements and parts of the GAA have been consulted widely over the last several months, and this is just the GAA throwing it out to the general public
to get their view.
Terence Houlihan, yesterday, just, and it's just, I suppose, it's a final effort just to catch people who mightn't be a club member, mightn't be been going to club executive meetings.
Yeah,
you know, maybe more so for parents, new people coming into a parish, people coming back to their club, maybe with kids, and they want to get them involved. So it's just affording those an opportunity to have their say.
Yeah, in Kerry, the parish rule determines that permanently residing in a primary residence in a catchment where you first play goal games or any other matches with that club is the only means to connect a player to that club. Such catchments are made up of townlands, not church-based parishes. Residing in some rural townlands may entitle a player to join multiple clubs that shared parishes and half-parishes. Clubs in the urban areas of Tralee and Killarney share a town-wide catchment. Some clubs share certain areas by agreement. These overlapping areas are called open areas and are registered with the county board. So the questions they're asking is, look, are you happy with the arrangement as a means to connect the player to the club? Your view on the proposed amendments to the parish rule? Should there be a school connection, like permitting children to join a club in the catchment in their primary school? Should there be a parental collection allowed, like permitting children to join a club which their parents or guardians are or were members of? Expanding the catchment areas, providing limited increased choice and flexibility by expanding and overlapping club catchments, or indeed no change to the current situation. So there's all these things. Everything is up for consideration, I suppose. The wider question, Paul, on it, and one of the issues that you would see happening or seeing that, I mentioned there the town situation. Some of the biggest clubs in Kerry, some of the most famous clubs in Kerry are in town centres. And as it becomes more difficult to afford to live, afford to rent, people have to live outside those towns and travel in. And some people who are members of Austin Stacks or Dr. Crokes or Kearns or Allies or Dingle Town, shall we say, are now living in areas where they're outside their traditional parishes. So their kids are going to different schools and perhaps maybe lining up with different clubs, despite the fact that parents want them to play with their old clubs. And if you don't do something to change that, then like the breeding grounds for those town clubs are under pressure because there's no young families able to afford houses. Isn't that one of the conundrums of this situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. I mean, you know, I suppose it's maybe gone 180 degrees in some respects, where, you know, it's not that long ago since, you know, and still it's still clearly a problem in the, I suppose, in the extremities of the county.
Yeah,
you know,
peripheral areas are under pressure.
You know, are under pressure for numbers, people moving away. You know, there is, just for example, Valencia, obviously, Valencia Island, and Young Islanders would be under pressure for playing numbers. But then you've got, you know, I suppose, contradictory. Then, as you said there, you have certain clubs, clubs in the bigger rural or the bigger urban centres in the towns, possibly bleeding numbers as well, because, as you say, you know, be it in the middle of Tralee or maybe Killarney and that, you know, families either can't buy a house there, that the houses aren't available, or they're coming back, or they maybe, you know, the developments are in the, I won't say the suburbs, but on the periphery of the towns, and that falls then within a different club. So if for example, you know, someone who was Austin Stacks and maybe moved away to Dublin or Cork or something for a number of years, and now they're moving back, they're probably possibly in the house to be got around Connolly Park or Rock Street or anywhere in the town, because actually Tralee is an open area, so you can live anywhere in the town and pick your club. But nevertheless, you know, you could end up just outside of that town area, and then, you know, under this parish rule, you're possibly bound to be at, you know, Ardfert or Churchill or Ballymac or something like that. So I think that's one of the areas, clearly, Jerry, that needs to be just looked at and addressed. And, you know, at the moment, you know, and I see it in Tralee, I mean, certainly, you know, in the Gael, Mitchell, Stacks and Rallies, I mean, they've big numbers of juveniles, you know, at training on Saturdays and Sundays. And there wouldn't appear to be any problem initially, but, you know, you never know in 5, 6, 10 years time, which, you know, isn't a long time, really, that suddenly those numbers could drop, you know,
dwindle significantly
to worrying levels, possibly, you know?
Yeah, certainly is the case. Look, there's a letter in your own newspaper this morning from former councillor, Big J man himself, former Kerry player Michael Gleeson, who says ending the parish rule will be unfair and unjust for many rural clubs. He says, Oscar Wilde said, let each man kills the thing he loves. Let it never be said the GA would actively seek to destroy the core principle of the founding fathers and in the process do lasting damage to clubs and communities. That's one view. It's an idea of how contentious this will be. What's going to happen here, Paul? Will there be some sort of a vote? Will there be amendment? Or is this public consultation part of a process that will get us to something perhaps maybe towards the end of the year at convention time?
Well, yeah, now there was a county committee meeting last night, and I know Joe Crowley, who I mentioned earlier, spoke of that. I couldn't make that meeting, sure. So I'm not certain what Joe had to say in that, but I would imagine it was just outlining again what we've said about this consultation. Like if there is to be any changes, amendments, it is a bylaw in the Kerry GA rules, so it will have to be changed at annual convention, which normally December, but I think it's been brought back a little earlier this year, so at the end of November. So if there is to be a change, it has to be passed by a majority, obviously, at convention. So it will have to be discussed clearly with club delegates and that at the next October meeting. So not much time. This public consultation closes next Wednesday. Thereafter, Joe and his people will consider all the replies and all the findings, and they will, if they see fit, come up with some proposals, and they, as I say, they will go to a county committee in October for discussion. I think that it would need to be, you know, because a lot of people's eyes do glaze over, you know, when you start getting, I think even the piece you read there, you know, about the rules, you know, people kind of get a bit, as I say, kind of disinterested maybe in the nitty-gritty of it, but it is a very important issue, you know, because, you know, the club is the building block of the GAA,
and these matters,
you know,
have ended up
seriously proud of.
Yeah, these matters have ended
their club
up,
and nobody wants to lose a club, you know,
and lose a player from the club. But these matters have ended up in the High Court before, including in this county, and it can get very real very fast. Final point, morning, Jerry. It needs to be sorted. The parish rule. My son was 8 years old. He could not take part in community games because he was outside the parish, despite playing for a club within the parish. Why do this to a child who only wants to play with friends? It's put him off playing football now. Totally unnecessary. There's an example of it. Paul, listen, we're out of time. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for going through where things are at with that, and we'll watch and wait, I suppose, to see what happens with it.
Very good, Jerry.